Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Just, you know, be part of the solution. That's really all I need you to do. I need you to be part of the solution. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Give a holler. Let me know what you think, what you don't think. Really? And what's going on the website? JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can go there. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there as well. A lot of ways to get, you know, involved and engaged. There are so many great stories out there. But hey, one of the more lighthearted ones for the moment, for lack of a better term, is, I don't know if you guys know this, if you were aware of this, Hallmark is at it. They have the Great American Family is now the fastest growing network in cable TV. Now, if you remember, Candace Cameron Bure, right? She is, she moved over to the Great American Family. And one of the reasons she did that, she said, is because she couldn't stand what was going on at Hallmark anymore. Now, some people, I guess jokingly or for real, call her the Queen of Christmas. Right? She's an executive at GAC Media. So thank you for finding us and watching Great American Family Channel, Burr wrote to on Instagram. Last year, she came under fire for saying the network, which built itself as God and country alternative for holiday entertainment, would keep traditional marriage at the core. Boy, did she get a rude awakening. No, really. Think about it. Great news for Great American Media, Great American Family to the end of 2022, and even better, in 2023, Happy New Year to everyone who helped make this happen. She said, for the people on camera, I mean, she's just thanking everybody for what it took. But yours truly and others like me have been saying this for a long time. If we would get our act together, and some of you with big money that you're throwing around for no reason in particular, really not getting anywhere with it, you got enough, more than enough, You say you believe in God. You say you believe in conservative values. Then do something to prove it. Right? Do something to prove it. And put your money where your mouth is. And this is what these people did. They put their resources, their lives, the whole nine yards on the line for this. And I want to thank them for it. But look at the reward they got. They did the right thing. They cleaned up the act. And now, they've got one of the fast growing, they got one of the, if not the fastest growing network on cable. That's not bad. I don't think it is anyway. The channel said it came in number one in primetime ratings. Growth in households rose 128% among all cable networks. It also ranked number one in total day ratings. Right, growth in households again, well up over 100,000. I mean, up over 100%. Everything they did, they grew it by over 100%. So understand, we want this. People still want this clean stuff. They give up too easy. You know, they can't get it on the stations they're watching. They go, oh, what the heck? It's all we're going to get anyhow. Might as well take it and figure it out and be nice to whatever, whatever, whatever. No, don't. Don't settle. And that's exactly what you're doing is settling. Let's not do that. Right? Here's another exciting one, right? Thousands lost power after three substations were sabotaged in Tacoma, Washington. Why would you do that? Why do you think they were sabotaged? What's the reasoning behind it? Two power substations in Tacoma, Washington were recently reported sabotaged, leaving around 7,300 customers without electricity. Later, a third substation was reported to have been attacked, bringing the total number of customers without power to well over 14,000. Now, they said the attacks were reported as burglaries because the substations were broken into, but nothing was reported stolen. They would just shut down. Right? There were six stations in total over a period of time that were shut down. One spokesperson for the energy company, right, confirmed that they were attacks. They weren't just burglaries. All right. If it's that easy to get in, that easy to shut down 14,000 people, we got bigger problems. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-556. Listen, our heart and prayers go out to, Diamond and Silk, right? Lynette Hardaway, we should know as Diamond, apparently had some heart issue. Maybe not. I don't. You never know with these things. The bottom line is she died, okay? Not cool, not good. Feel bad for her. Feel bad for her family. You know, people forget, as nasty as we want to be, as nasty as we want to get kind of thing, or we want to be bad, you know, mad at them or what have you. You have to understand, they're still parents, right? They're still fathers, they're still husbands, or mothers and daughters, you know. So let's not be stupid, let's not be cold. No, the left is already, you know, good riddance, goodbye, that kind of stuff. Yeah, figures. Sick people. Really sick people. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I started talking about this earlier, but I never really got enough. You know, never got enough into it. And, you know, when it comes down to what we got going on in our schools, for instance, right? Education. The amount of money we spend on education in this country per child, that's a lot. The Dems keep thinking you just throw money at it and it's okay. Right? Just, it'll get better. You can keep throwing money at it, somebody will step up, everything will be fine. But it doesn't work that way. It never has. Just look at the amount of money some of these states, individual states, have thrown at these things and how well it does. Does it help them out? Do the kids do better? No, they don't. There's no proof, there's no connection, there's no anything that says that. So why are we, you know, why are we still expecting that? Now, I don't have answers. Again, I hate to keep saying this to you. I don't have the answer, all the answers for you. But I can tell you, if you don't take back your schools, if you don't start pounding on the table, if you don't start showing up and make them as uncomfortable as humanly possible, and I'm talking about school board members and such, then it's on you, not them, on you. You can make a difference. I'm on the school board. I've seen what happens when people show up and make noise. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-4. All right, this should scare you. Send you into a tizzy. Stacey Abrams. Right? She's likely to run for another political office. That's right. She's had 2 months to think about why she lost and how the election was stolen from her. Right? I love this. I just think it's hilarious. And now she's apparently thinking of running for office again. She's on an interview on Monday. She was with actress Drew Barrymore. And Abrams admitted that she will likely run for office again. She didn't say whether that would entail a state-level position or something other. I'll likely run again. If at first you don't succeed, you know, try again. Although I should be willing to, I shouldn't really talk. I heard it 3 times before I finally got on. But I knew I was the right guy for the job. Number one, I wasn't a whack. And again, it's hard to beat incumbents. Almost impossible. Right? People look around them. In my case, schools were clean. There were good teachers. They had new books. Everything seemed to be fine and just perfect. But my older board members, and God bless them for the work they did do, they were stuck on the whole, everybody needs to be a doctor, lawyer, and what have you, a surgeon. I'm screaming from the sidelines going, no, not everyone's going to be that. We need mechanics. We need roofers. We need carpenters. We need electricians. How's your car? How are you going to get to work if your car doesn't start? You need a mechanic for that. If it's raining and your roof is leaking all night, you're not going to get much sleep. Do you really want to go, you know, do surgery on somebody at that point? Right? It's just amazing. Anyway, in 2018, Stacey Abrams finished roughly 55,000 votes shy of Kemp. She claimed that she won that election, that the votes were stolen. So, So to prove a point, she ran again because she was going to take him down, kick him in the butt. Only this time, he beat her by 300,000 votes. Kind of hard at that point to say it's been stolen, right? For her, anyway. So with back-to-back defeats, I mean, how do you explain that? Look at Beto O'Rourke. He lost the U.S. Senate and the governor's race. And he had $1 billion. You know, actually, in November, Democrats spent over $200 million on the campaigns for Abrams and O'Rourke. Neither candidate came close. You know, it could be argued whether Abrams spent her campaign more just, well, not in the best of ways. We see now how bad she spent her money, right? The campaign, she rented a 5-bedroom home just to do TikTok videos in. How nice. I can't take it. It's been argued, or it could be argued, that she just, if she can't handle that money, what makes you think she's going to handle your money at the state level? They also paid for pop-up shops, swag trucks. They were going around town distributing merchandise to everybody. Just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE. I'm sorry. I enjoy this stuff way too much. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me a bunch of links to videos. Let me see. Yeah, we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. This is amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Bay News Update. A parade of cyclones beating an already storm-weary California, bringing threats of flooding and landslides. Thousands of evacuations underway in Northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says another series of storms is about to move in.
We're looking at our next round of heavy rain with this system moving in tonight into Tuesday morning. This will bring a period of gusty winds.
Following a brief break, another atmospheric river arrives late Friday through Sunday with the heaviest rainfall expected on Saturday. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin is back home at a new hospital.
DeMar Hamlin has been released and returned to Buffalo.
Dr. William Knight of the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery. On Sunday, Hamlin posted pictures and updates on social media as he watched the Bills' regular season finale against the New England Patriots. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
You know, one of these days we need to do a whole story on these cobalt mines. You know, the ones that they mine for the, you know, to make the batteries for your phones, your cars, your razor. I mean, everything nowadays. Right? These I wonder how these eco-freaks would respond to what it takes to mine this stuff. Right? Really, think it all the way through. They're using slave labor. Right? And the amount of money they're paying them is next to nothing. It devastates the land around there. They're beating these workers for not working fast enough or hard enough, actually. They've got video. People have taken video of these things happening. Now, where's all those Democrat eco-freaks? Isn't it interesting how they're so worried about protecting the planet? They're all over the planetary stuff. But when it comes to kids being sold into slavery, sex slavery, or human trafficking, they don't care. Not a big deal. They don't say anything. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It never stops. And they're such hypocrites in what they tell you they believe and what they actually act on. It's really, really, it's really interesting to see how they speak to this stuff. And then they really don't have a depth of why they're convicted on it. Right? Again, you think all of these with the batteries. How wonderful it is to recharge these things. How great it is from renewable energy. Well, it's only renewable if they keep getting down there and getting that stuff because you got to make new batteries. Batteries die. Right? So they really don't think it through. And then how are you going to charge those with solar panels? How are the solar panels made? Don't they require petroleum? I'm just asking. I don't suggest I have the answers. It's amazing, right? I'm surprised at this number. I don't know if I believe it. I should realize that, but Rasmussen poll, the latest Rasmussen poll shows 76% of voters are worried about the national debt. And I say, I believe it. I'm not so sure they even know what that means, really. So a full 50% of voters don't approve of the $1.7 trillion, 50% of the voters, $1.7 trillion spending bill. Most say it was a disaster. Most. The bad news for Biden comes courtesy of Rasmussen, though their latest poll finds 76% of voters are worried about the size of the national debt. The figures mushroomed to $31 trillion. Wow. Right? 53% were concerned. 21% were not concerned at all. On the spending bill, 45% of the voters approved the new spending bill, with 24% strongly approve. 50% of the voters disapproved of the spending bill. And 37% of those strongly disapproved. Now, Rasmussen went on to ask some of these voters if they agreed with the former president, Donald Trump, who said that the omnibus bill is a disaster for our country. 61% said yes, they agree. 45% said they strongly agree. 32% said they disagree. Only 19% said they strongly disagree. Now, if you break it down by the political parties, 46% of Democrats. Now, think about it. What do you think about that? 46% of Democrats say that they somewhat agree, while 80% of Republicans somewhat agree. 59% of unaffiliated voters somewhat agree. Apparently, politics played a role in the topic of national debt. 87% of Republicans, 67% of Democrats, and 73% of unaffiliated voters are worried about the economy, you know, and the debt. I mean, you don't have to be a political hack. You don't have to have a degree in economics to know we got a problem here, that we're heading in the wrong direction. And it's getting, the weight is getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Approval of the omnibus bill was astounding for Democrats at 73%, while only 21% of Republicans, 40% of unaffiliated, somewhat approve. 58% of Republicans strongly disapproved. 40% of the unaffiliated strongly disapproved. And only 15% of Democrats strongly disapproved. They like spending money. As long as it ain't ours. Among the racial demographics, 40% of whites, 30% of black voters, and 31% of other minorities strongly disapproved. Now, you would think there'd be a massive chasm there, right? Because of white supremacy. But you had 30% of the black voters who said, no, no way, we shouldn't be spending this kind of money. All the groups have concern about the national debt. Almost 60% of whites, almost 50% of black voters, and 44% of other minorities disapprove. Right? 40%, I mean, voters under 40, well, they approve the omnibus bill at a large amount. And maybe that's because they're not really paying attention to politics. They're making their money. They're trying to get their house paid. You really have to think about that. Those whose income is over $200,000 are most likely to approve the omnibus, while those earning between 30 and 50 would disapprove. Again, I say, it's not their pay. The 200,000 plus are building their lives, if you would. Not hitting them as hard for the extra gas. Because if you're making $200,000 a year, you either have your own business or you got a pretty darn good job. Private versus government employees saw a split of 44% to 54 that approved of the spending bill. Now, President Biden's strongest supporters at 67% strongly approved. I think a lot of these guys, they don't want to say anything bad about their guy, their party. No, really. And that's just screwed because you really shouldn't be working that way. You shouldn't be thinking that way. You should be thinking about what's best for the country, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody just sent me that the DOJ is reviewing potential classified docs at the Biden Center. Okay. I don't know how to bet what's going to happen. How about this way? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing's going to happen. If it does, I'll pass out. Really? You sit here scratching your head thinking to yourself, you really believe that's going to happen? What are they going to do to him? Slap him on the wrist, tell him don't let it happen again? Anyway, let's see. Oh, speaking of the economy, hedge funds lose almost 4.5% in 2022. Worst performance since around 2018. Right? Let that sink in a little bit. Right? It's crazy. We were on a rise. We were moving forward. Things were getting better. Tom Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
A pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Listen, I want to know what you think, especially guys in the chat room. Okay? I want to know, does Joey B run in 2024? I mean, he says he wants to. He says he's setting himself up to. We know how they've cheated. We know how they've made things. How do we combat it? Are we ready to do it? Are we willing to take it on? Are we willing to make the moves that need to be made to make a difference? Right? Hey, I'm allowed to ask. Anyway, 855-ROAD-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? The IRS is in for a rude awakening. The House passed a bill to claw back the money. Now, I don't know if they have to. I don't know if they have to go through the Senate to do this. I am going to find out. The House passed a bill clawing back the millions that was to be used to expand the Internal Revenue Service through the hiring of 87,000, right? New agents. The vote, touted by new Speaker Kevin McCarthy, was 221 to 210. And the move was praised by the Tea Party, Patriots Action, and other groups. Now, during President Obama's time in the White House, Tea Party Patriots and other conservative groups were targeted by the IRS as part of deliberate strategy. Yeah, I was a recipient of that. I know some others were, Sonia Schmidt. So their members were really afraid when they heard of how this was going to get expanded. Now, again, I don't know how they do this. I don't know how they make this happen. I don't know how they keep the money from going there. Remember, it was in a bill. It was a law. Did they break the law? Or they kind of do what Joey B does, which is they're kind of existing, issuing a legislative executive order, if you would. Hours before that, Joe Biden's Office of Management and Budget laid into a House Republican bill to reverse new funding for the Internal Revenue Service, called it reckless. With their first economic legislation on the new Congress, House Republicans are making it clear their top economic priority is to allow the rich. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Under Obama, under Joey B, the rich are getting richer, not the poor or middle class. The poor or middle class aren't doing well at all. Anyway, the White House also reiterated that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's pledge that none of the new IRS funding passed in the last year, in the Inflation Reduction Act, would be used to target small businesses. We don't believe you. You're the same people that told us that masks work, you only lock us down for 2 weeks. We just don't believe you anymore. I'd have to say, do you blame us? Anyway, passage of the bill was a top priority of Mr. McCarthy. He said, we believe that the government should go after you. I mean, should not go after you and should help you. Anyway, yeah, I don't understand these guys at all in the least in any way. Really. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, House Republicans are the ones, by the way, who voted to pull this. You'll notice none of the Dems did. Because they like this. They know they won't get out of it. They know they won't go after them. Right? God bless. And they won't go, you're right, they won't go after them. I'm looking, you guys sent me a bunch of stories, some of the stuff I'm looking at. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Some of the things that they're trying to do to our kids, trying to do to us. You know, I've talked to you a million times about education in California. I saw it a little while ago. But public education all over America is failing. California has got the poorest test scores, worst literacy rate in the nation. Now, a proposed constitutional initiative submitted to California's legislature, a move which would establish the right to a high-quality public education, establish a stronger basis for holding schools accountable. The movement was sparked by a lawsuit in 2016 in which 9 students sued the state for providing them with a grossly ineffective, Well, they're saying that they provide them with grossly ineffective teachers, which is why they didn't get taught properly. Right? However, the California Constitution doesn't recognize the right to a quality education, merely a free one. Oh, I like this. Now, Lance Christensen, Vice President of Education Policy and Government Affairs at the California Policy Center, told Alliant the initiative will need to get roughly 1 million signatures to get it on the ballot. However, if an influential organization, like the California Teachers Association, were to oppose the initiative, it could become very expensive. They will. They'll oppose it because you're going to hold their people accountable. They don't want you to do that. Here in California, the California Teachers Union is the most powerful union in the state. Yeah, much more powerful than the SEIU. Yeah, really. So if they go after this thing, I think, what was the last I read? They had a $60 million line of credit. Plus they get all that money from their members. So if you think this is going to get passed easily, it's not. Why? Wouldn't that make sense? Why wouldn't you vote for a quality education for your kids? Teachers unions have fallen from public grace as education experts announced their effects on students. California Policy Center has even started the Janus Project to help government employees understand their rights regarding unions. I think that's great. Not that we were part of that, but I remember having them on several times when they first started. Teachers have got to shed this idea that California Teachers Association knows their head from a hole in the ground. And then, you know, Christensen said they can quote me on that one. They don't know a thing about education. All they know about is protecting their teachers. That's all they care about. Now, Christensen blames the CTA for the retention of bad teachers that spoil the barrel. He's right. Look, the union is so bent on protecting people, protecting their teachers, that the kids come in secondary. Now, they'll say, well, if we're protecting the teachers, we're protecting the kids. That's not true. There are bad teachers out there. All right, I mean, real simple. They're like with every other group, there are bad teachers out there. There are bad cops. There are bad firemen, for God's sakes. All right? It's sometimes it's just in the nature of, you know, human nature. And it's up to us to call them out. It's up to us to make sure they don't abuse our kids. In any way, I'm not just talking about physically. Mentally, there's a whole bunch of ways you can abuse these kids. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. You know, they're talking about Jim Jordan heading up the committee to oversight of Biden's weaponization of federal law enforcement. Man, I hope so. I hope he goes to town on these people. Now, let's just be clear. There is a lot of good rank-and-file FBI agents. There's a lot of good rank-and-file CIA Secret Service agents. Okay? But when you get to the top and they start jerking things around and they want things their way, big difference. So I'm hoping he gets... I hope he gets the committee assignments. And I hope he gets to be that guy. That guy that takes him down. I think he can pull it off. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot you can get involved with. All right? Sign up for the email blast. Sign up for the text. Text alerts. So, God bless. You guys have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.